This is Tampa Bay Today with Schreiner. Call now, 888-404-1010. That's 888-404-1010.
And we're back on Tampa Bay Today on Money Talk 1010 AM. Welcome. Let's talk about the lone statewide elected Democrat here in Florida who is taking on Trump, looking to her or other Democrats around the nation because she was able to gain a coveted position and is the only a lot of people don't even realize that. She is the only Democrat elected to a statewide position, the agriculture commissioner. And we'll talk a little bit about her photo, which is on most of the almost every gas pump I go to has her photo on it. When Adam Putnam was the agriculture commissioner, no photo. It had the office's logo. It had some text about fraud, things like that. But she put her smiling face on it, some Spanish language translations and everything else. So some new regulations were put into place by Republican lawmakers. So that may be going away. But we'll talk about that in a minute. Right now, let's cover the fact that Florida is a huge prize in the next election in 2020. Trump will be seeking a second term. You know how important Florida is as a swing state. If we go Trump, people in the rest of the country that don't like us or don't like him will not like us. I wonder, but it doesn't seem to infect tourism or the mouse or anything. Still seems to do just fine. We get over 100 million tourists every year. I'm good with that. And most of them are from right here within the U.S. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but we're looking at, you know, every year I get them sometime around the end of the first or beginning of the second quarter. And it shows the number of international travelers. And I think the highest number of international travelers last year in 2018 came from Canada. That was the country that sent the most tourists to Florida. So Nikki Fried was, I had never heard of her before that election cycle in 2018. She was a little-known lobbyist. She was a former public defender in South Florida, and she barely won that race, but she won it. So now Democratic presidential candidates will be looking for a path here in Florida to beat Trump, and they may start looking to her as a guide. She's the only Democrat in the statewide office. Fried's really all they've got. Our senators are both Republican, so, you know, and then our governor's Republican, and there's Fried. She's been a clear contrast to Adam Putnam, who she replaced. So the last Democratic leader the state had was really probably Senator Bill Nelson. He lost his bid for a fourth term last year, 76. So she is now the lone Democratic representative at the state level. Republican U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz, who is one of Trump's most vocal supporters and a favorite punching bag for liberal Democrats, by the way, appreciates Fried, says she brings more energy and enthusiasm to the Democratic Party. He said Bill Nelson was kind of a throwback to a different Democratic Party. Nikki represents a little more in-your-face progressive wing for sure, but at the same time, she rolls up her sleeve when it comes to governing, and she is competent, quite competent, is what Matt Gaetz had to say. And as I mentioned, Democrat candidates are seeking her advice on how to win in Florida. How did you pull that off? So it's kind of an interesting position for her to be in. Fried certainly waves the flag on issues dear to Democrats, from abortion rights to equal rights for the LGBTQ community. But she also asked Republicans to sponsor her most important legislative priorities in the first year as a member of the Florida cabinet. She was asking them to step behind her and help with bills to create an agricultural hemp program, which isn't...
I think that's what helped push her.
Oh, yeah, right. Because let's keep it... There was so much misinformation about what hemp is. And people are like, hemp, isn't that what they make, what pot comes from? Aren't they the same plant? We can't have that. People will be smoking their clothes. Come on, people. Hemp is an amazing product, quick to grow, replenish and re-nourishing. You want to talk about being able to have sustainable crops, that is one of the key ones. And you can make everything from paper products to clothing to the raw material to build homes with out of them. And I think they're also fire retardant. some of that stuff they've made like hemp bricks out of and cinder blocks or whatever.
You know, you said she was a lobbyist.
She was.
What do you think she lobbied?
I don't know. I didn't look at a pro. Was it hemp?
It was marijuana.
Marijuana. That was part of the problem. When she was running for election, she had to twice find new banks to work with because the banks told her you have, I think it was, like, I don't know, I may not be quite accurate with this, but it was like she got a letter going, you have 30 days to close your account and move your funds. She had received donations to her campaign that was then deposited in her campaign accounts with banks. And those donations came from the marijuana industry. I think might have even just been medical marijuana. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But because she had received money from anything remotely related to marijuana, the banks were like, hold on. We can't open ourselves up to a federal issue. Federally, even as states legalize medical marijuana, even as states legalize recreational marijuana, it's still illegal federally. So financial institutions want nothing to do with any money that has passed anywhere near the wafting smoke of the marijuana business.
That'll change.
It will eventually. This was my prediction. As soon as we get 25 states that, or 26 state that legalizes recreational marijuana, then the federal government will go, okay, this is a tide that's not going to stop. We're going to have to do something about it. Let's make our money too.
How many do we have now?
Oh, I don't know what the number is. I think it's in the teens. We'll look it up during the break. But because Nikki Fried accepted campaign contributions, money. They weren't like, here, have a joint as a contribution. No, they're like, here, have money. But because that money came from the industry that was related to the marijuana industry, banks won't deal with it. So they said, you have to take all your money and go. And that happened to her twice during the campaign prior to the election. Crazy, right? I know businesses... media businesses had no money, no trouble accepting her money for advertising campaigns. So she is actually doing a pretty good job on a lot of issues for Florida. Hemp, it will be a great replacement. Right now, our citrus industry, although better this year than last year, projected to be, is still just a fraction of what it used to be because of citrus greening and a few other issues the crops have had, hurricanes, the number of orchards and trees that have been destroyed. So having hemp as another product for our agricultural industry would be amazing. We're not talking marijuana. We're talking hemp. Related but different. And we should have been doing this all along. It is such a versatile plant. So let's continue that. Fried said, we do our best to put state before party. That always comes first. Then she goes, well, it's lonely being the only Democrat. There's a lot of things that we're doing that are bipartisan, and we're able to cross party lines to get some good things accomplished together. On policy issues, it's not so lonely because we're seeing eye to eye on a lot of things that are impacting our state. It's good that she's got that. I did always see her kind of as a moderate Democrat in a lot of ways. Now, most Democratic presidential candidates or the representatives have already met with her. Let's see. Elizabeth Warren has met with her several times. Right. Elizabeth Warren is the one to be afraid of.
She's pulling ahead, too.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I was hearing one report from Gary Kaltbaum that said that Biden had a bit of a resurgence recently as well.
That had to be in the last 2 days because it was 28
to 21. I thought I heard him say it Wednesday. It was either last night or the night before.
Okay. Well, maybe it just happened, but it was on Monday. It was 28 to 21. Biden had 21.
I don't know that Warren will be able to beat Trump. I hope not. If she does, it is bad news for big business. What was that look, Pat?
She's not going to beat Trump.
Hey, listen, don't do that because everybody said Trump's not going to beat Hillary the same way you just said she's not going to beat Trump. Anything is possible. We have to remember there may be people that have now become so upset with Trump that even though they didn't vote before, they'll now vote just to vote against him and they'll go with the candidate most likely to beat him. So they won't be looking for a third party like a Libertarian candidate. They'll be looking for the Democratic lead. We'll talk more about the Democrats that are coming to Nikki Fried next when we return from the break. But it's an interesting position for her to be in. Like I said, I don't even remember if I voted for her or not, for Agriculture Commissioner. I think not. Actually, I didn't. I can't remember. Why can't I remember? Oh, well. We'll see how it goes, because when it comes back around, if she goes for re-election, it'll be a matter for me of how she did this time around. And so far, no complaints. I mean, I didn't like seeing her picture on gas pumps because I saw it as an advertisement for her campaign that did, that's the same chord that a lot of conservatives saw. And they took steps so that people don't do that moving forward. And Nikki won't be able to continue doing it either. So we'll talk about that as well.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Tampa Bay Today on Money Talk 1010 AM, 888-404-1010. 888-404-1010. How do you think our Democratic Agriculture Commissioner is doing? This is Money Talk 1010 AM.
This is Tampa Bay Today with Schreiner. Call now, 888-404-1010. That's 888-404-1010.
This is Tampa Bay Today. I am Schreiner, and we are talking about Nikki Fried, our agriculture commissioner here in the state of Florida. She's the lone statewide elected Democrat, and she's doing some very positive things that I agree with, some of the attention she's put on climate change. Let's see, again, climate change is happening. No one's arguing that, but how and why and what do we do? What is the appropriate step? You know, what if we do something to combat climate change and it takes it in an ugly direction? It's hard to tell what the weather is going to do. That's part of the problem. Another thing she's done that I'm a fan of is the consumer advocacy for the LGBTQ community. Yes, those things need to be addressed in certain areas, so fine, let's handle that. She has been very supportive of Governor DeSantis on certain issues. It's great when you see a Democratic statewide elected official and a governor from different parties working together on issues like medical marijuana. That's just one of them that she has supported him and that he has supported her in their efforts there. And also on the environment, different argument than climate change. DeSantis has been working to protect areas and things like that. So they're apparently seeing eye to eye with a lot of the issues in regards to the environment of Florida. And again, I'm not talking climate change here. I'm talking about just in general. So it's great when you have that. She's done a lot. And she's done it, I think, with great character and integrity and transparency to the office and her objectives and how she wants to accomplish them. Fantastic. All good things you want to see in a leader for our state. And, of course, Elizabeth Warren popped up and had a statement that her campaign provided to the Associated Press. And part of it was, quote, "Nikki has proven to Floridians the difference it makes when we elect Democrats and elevate women." How about Nikki has proven to Floridians the difference it makes when we elect people with strong character? Let's not make it about Democrats. Now, let's not make it about gender. All right? Because what that is an insult to everyone who's not a Democrat and an insult to everyone who doesn't identify as a woman. So, way to go, Warren. So, Fried has been talking about issues that concern Republicans and voters with no party affiliation instead of just preaching to her base. Her concept, which is, you know, important, is find the issues that matter to the masses. That's what she said. And she's right. Because regardless of your political affiliation, people are going to care about the environment. They're going to care about our water quality. They're going to care about gas in an emergency. They're going to care, you know, whatever the, you know, all the different things the Department of Agriculture deals with impact every Floridian. So great, she's targeting those that are going to impact most of us. She's working on those concepts and issues. She does have an in-your-face side, by the way, according to Representative Matt Gaetz. Do you remember? I missed this quote. "For F's sake," the way it's written here is "for F asterisk asterisk KS sake." Who does at real Donald Trump think he is? She did this because Trump said something kind of dumb, like always. He said, "Jewish voters who vote for Democrats show great disloyalty." And she said, "Nobody owns the Jewish vote, especially him." Again, There are Jews that are Democrats, and there are Jews that are Republicans. Goes, you know, it's religion doesn't identify with one particular party. There tend to be certain, there are certain tendencies, yes, but there's so many variations, you can't even call them exceptions. She's also said that Trump must be out of his mind to shift money from the Federal Emergency Management Agency to create more immigration detention centers as Hurricane Dorian was approaching the U.S. coast. Yeah, she's not wrong there either. That's not where you should be shifting the money from FEMA to handle that. There's got to be a better way to do that. I'm not the financial guy that's looking over the country's budget, but there's got to be a better way to move line items. Because FEMA certainly needs the money, especially as the state is still recovering and the Gulf Coast is still recovering and along the Carolinas, you know, from hurricanes over the last several years. She's also being featured in the in a state Democratic Party video using Trump's crude language about grabbing women's private parts to build a case that he and Republicans are anti-women. Well, fine. So are Democrats and the Clintons. They're very anti-women. Every time Hillary Clinton talks about being an advocate for women, I roll my eyes. And I don't do it on purpose. I all at once realize I'm looking at the back of my skull. She's not an advocate for women. Not to get in her way. Either you are or you're not. And if you go after victims of sex assaults because it's inconvenient to you, you are no longer an advocate for women, in my opinion. So you can make the argument that leaders of both parties and both parties are not the best advocates for women if you wanted to.
Speaking of women, this is, it's breaking news, but I don't think it's breaking news. What? Felicity Huffman, they just released her from prison. She was supposed to serve 2 weeks. She served 11 days, and the judge just let her out. It's breaking right now.
Why? This is only three more days, and it's Felicity Huffman. So what? Why not just let her ride it out?
No, nope, she got released early.
They shouldn't be
breaking
any
news.
There should be no release for good behavior unless you're over 365 days in.
Couldn't do the full 2 weeks. Didn't have to do it.
Yeah. My favorite when they were. And we'll get back to our discussion here, but my favorite was when they were talking about Felicity Huffman and all the how Hollywood was getting behind and supporting her, and they were saying, like, William H. Macy supports her. Well, yeah, he does. That's her husband. Of course he's supporting her. The thing is that the people involved in this scandal that did not take the plea deal have now got more charges added on that they're facing. That's going to get very interesting. One of my 1980s... bad 80s movie crushes is facing that. What's her name? She's from Full House.
I never watched it. I know you're talking about.
But that's not why I liked her. I liked her because she appeared in a movie called Rad that was about BMX racing. Totally B-movie 80s. And she played a BMX female biker lead in that one. So it was awesome. Anyway, back to our discussion with Felicity Huffman. Not Felicity Huffman, with Nikki Fried. We're getting off of Felicity Huffman. But she's out of jail, according to Pat, breaking news. She told the Associated Press in an interview that she's disappointed with what the current president is doing to the institution. Yeah, that argument can be made as well.
Lori Loughlin was her.
Lori Loughlin, right.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
The president is going to put the entire world into a recession by his tweets, which I just find is so irresponsible from somebody who's supposed to not just be the leader of our country, but the leader of the free world and somebody who is supposed to inspire the next generation. Well, he is inspiring some of the next generation. In some ways, hopefully not in some of the other ways he's spoken out about. I get that. I get the hypocrisy and the controversy that surrounds our current president. When have we not had controversy around one of our presidents? In my lifetime, when? So part of this article that I'm referencing right now talked about Floridians may not universally know her name, but they're certainly getting to know her face. We talked about this a little bit. She, her department oversees consumer services, which includes regulation of gasoline pumps. And one of the first things she did in office was to include a photo of herself smiling on stickers that were stamped on every gas pump to certify their accuracy. Previously, they'd only have the commissioner's name and signature. So the Republican Party of Florida Chairman Joe Gruters, who is also a state senator, recognized that she is the face of Florida's Democrats, but thinks, I don't know. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about, just briefly, we'll wrap up this as to why they will no longer be putting her picture on pumps. because it was seen, basically, it was kind of seen as more of a campaign effort than it was to the necessity of the safety of the pumps. So they are going to limit stickers affixed to gas pumps to only a combination of lettering, numbering, words, or the department logo. So we'll see. That's the direction they're going to take on that. This is Tampa Bay Today on Money Talk 1010 AM. Thank you for making us a part of your day. 888-404-1010 if you'd like to be a part of the conversation.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.